Okay, let's find Yerodeya Simen Kuf Peches Se'if Gimel. The Mechaber tells us that Hechnisa Shvoferes V'Hotziya Bodam Tahora. If you put a Shvoferes in, a Shvoferes is like a tube. If a woman inserts a tube and dam, and she removes dam with that tube, she's Tahora. V'chein Imras Adam B'chaticha Afilo Hi Mevuka'as Adam B'vka'im B'ingin Shenogea B'vsara Tahora Kevin She'ein Derech L'Roskach. Right, if a woman sees dam in the chaticha, there's like some blob that develops in her. So lamaisa, she's going to be tahura because of ein derech re'ia bekach. That's the halacha. V'chein isha shenekar makar shala u'kemin chatichos basan open bayis achitzon tahura. There's a condition that the makar drops down into the vaginal area, and then chunks begin to come off. The chatichis that come off, so she's also tahura. This is all the dinim. Now, this doesn't sound so exciting because, like, who puts a shvoferes in? But lemaisa, A, we have to learn it. It's Torah. B, it actually was the subject of a very interesting discussion in the poskim. Let's just begin with the Gemara Chafala from the Beis. The Gemara has a shaila. There's a shaila. What about if you see dam bishvil feres? Do I assume bibsara amarachman of lo bishvil feres? O duma bibsara tells me shematam bifnim kibachot. Now we said on nun ches that bsara told me a requirement of hargasha. So the Rishonim already addressed that question. We spoke about the Chidushei Haran and the Tosis Harosh in terms of the two ways of addressing that question. But what emerges, though, and this is a point that many of the posts make, is that Dam without Hargasha, which is excluded from Bivsara, we assume is Tamei Midrabanan. But Shvoferes, we paskin, because it's not Derech Re'ia B'kach, is going to be Tahora entirely. And that's already highly interesting. That's highly interesting. Why that would be true? Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a long kuntras about Shvoferes. Much of what we're saying today is found in that kuntras. It's found in Chelek Beis of the Mincha Shlomo, Simen Ayin Beis, Os Beis Gimel Dalet. Reb Shlomo Zalman gives a number of possibilities as to why it's true, but Lameis, it's true. Lameis, Dam B'Shvoferes is Tahor entirely. So the Gemara wants to say that Shvoferes should be toloi in the Machlokes HaTanoim. The case is Hamapelas Chaticha, which is Malei Adam, is going to be Tahora unless other Dam comes out with it. She Rabbi Eliezer Omer, I'm reading the Gemara according to the way the Gemara mends it in a few lines, Bivsara Velo B'Shafir Velo B'Chaticha. Right? So Rabbi Eliezer says that if you see dam in the chaticha, it's tahar, because gzeres hakosav bivsara v'lo chaticha. The chachamim omrim ein zeh dam nida, ela dam chaticha. The chachamim disagree, and the chachamim say that the dam here is dam chaticha, not dam nida. Frakti Gemara, l'chor, they're saying the same thing. Zak the Gemara. The nafgamina betina is de pali pluye. Pali pluye means as follows, that you have a chaticha that has some cracks in it. So you have a chaticha, which is like this blob in the body, and there are cracks in it. So the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer hold bivsara v'loy b'shafir v'lo b'chaticha, right? But pali pluye is going to be tameya because that's called bivsara. In other words, the Tanakama holds that the reason why you tahar by a chaticha, the reason why you tahar by a shvoferes also, is because the blood is not touching the woman. V'os rabbonon lemeimer af agad de pali pluye ain't a dam nida el a dam chaticha. The chacham is saying no, it's going to be tahar even though it's pali pluye. At first, the Gemara says that they're disagreeing also about Shvoferes. Amar Abaye, no, everyone would hold b'shofar as your tahar. The only machlokes is by chaticha, and the way Rashi learns the Gemara, we're talking about a chaticha of pale pluye. We'll talk about this in a few more minutes. Now, when the Gemara rejects it, the Gemara says, and the Gemara earlier in the daf said also, that the machlokes really relates to whether we pass an efshir l'psichas hakever b'loy dam or not. So I just want to talk for 2 minutes about efshir l'psichas hakever, then we'll come back to shvoferes. I apologize if this is a bit disjointed, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, a chaticha that's going to be tahira is only if it's a big chaticha. A chaticha that's going to be tahira is only a little chaticha. But a big chaticha is going to be temeya because eif shel psichas hakever below dam. The way the Gemara set this up on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph is that this is a machlokes in the Mishnah, machlokes hatanoim, and Reb Yehuda holds eif shel psichas hakever below dam. The Chacham holds efshar. The Rambam paskins la halacha that's eif shel psichas hakever below dam. Right, this is very important in terms of gynecological procedures. No, whenever you go for a procedure, there's a concern there's going to be this issue called psichas hakever, that the doctor is going to open up it. What's the it? So there's a machlokes haposkim, whether you're talking about opening the internal os from the cervix into the uterus or opening the external os from the cervix into the uterus. And there's a discussion in poskim about how large the opening has to be. The gra, the last gra in our simen, shtos tzu a mishnah and ahalos, that there's a shear for psichas hakever, which is a shvoferes hakana, and the sidrei tahara questions whether that shear is really applicable for our purposes. But there's a huge discussion in the poskim that is relevant in terms of lachor. It's relevant in terms of going for gynecological procedures. That if you hold, right, lachor we paskin that ef shel psichas hakever b'lo dam. So if you have this thing called psichas hakever, you have to be worried that there's dam. Even though you don't see any blood, it's going to be a problem. So we have to be worried about that. Now, this is not abundantly clear. Not abundantly clear. Barry?
We're saying that this, yeah, the extra bolt, that if you see no blood.
Even if I see no blood, we know that there was blood there in your tummy anyway.
Meaning we just missed the blood? What happened to the blood?
I guess so. Some dam had to come out, and it's going to be dam in hamak, and you're going to be tummy. That's efshar. If you hold efshar, right, so machlokes on the common Rebbe Yehuda, the way the Gemara says, "Sarab machafaf amar aleph," you hold efshar psichas hakever b'lo dam, then you're not tummy. Now the Rambam paskins efshar, but the Rambam seems to be rejected by all the Rishonim. The Rambam holds that just because it's psichas hakever does not mean that there's dam. But the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. They assume efshar. So frek the Avni Nezer, the following kasha. The Avni Nezer asks, one second, there is another machlokes haposkim. In the Pisrei Tshuva Kuf Tzadi Dalet Ois Dalet, he quotes a machlokes between the Noda B'Yehuda and the Chochmas Adam about Psichas HaKever. Does Psichas HaKever have to be Psichas HaKever Mibifnim? Or what about Psichas HaKever Mibachos? Psichas HaKever Mibifnim is like the case in the Gemara. An Isha is Mapeles a Chaticha, meaning to say that she is pushing something out of her body. It's coming Mibifnim. So is that the only case of this Psichas HaKever? What about between Bachos? What about if it's a gynecological procedure? Says the Noda B'Yehuda, no distinction is made. Bifnim, Bachos, all the same. Zuck, and the Noda B'Yehuda also says if a doctor like sticks his finger in, you're going to be tamei based on psichas hakever. Azoy shtei in Noda B'Yehuda. Chochmas Adam says, first of all, fingers don't go that deep. However deep it has to be for psichas hakever, it's got to be either the external os or the internal os, but you're probably not getting beyond the vagina with your fingers. Even the aver of the zachar doesn't get that far. Right, if you're worried about this, the Eivor of the Zachar is going to create a situation of Nida every time, no? Because the Eivor of the Zachar is larger than the finger. And if you're worried about Psichas HaKever Mi Bachot, right, don't I assume that whenever you have Tasha Shamiti, you become a Nida? That's like a Chumra She'iyah Shala Umro. That can't be. Elamai, right? Elamai, there's no Psichas HaKever with the finger. There might be Psichas HaKever Mi Bachot. The Noda B'Yehuda says there is, but even that L'Chochmas Adam questions, And he says, no, there's no such thing as psichas hakever mibachutz. So frekt the achrayim akasha. Frekt the Avni Nezer in Simin Reish Chaf Dalet. He says, maybe I should be meiko on every case of psichas hakever mibachutz based on a svek sveka. On the one hand, the Rambam paskins efsha psichas hakever below dam. Right, that's one suffix. The other suffix is maybe the Chachma Sadam is right. There is no such thing as psichas hakever mibachutz. Svek sveka, we could be meiko. Wow. Now it happens that the daya that there's no psichas hakever mibachutz has some supporting evidence from a Rashi in our sugya. When Rashi on Chof Aleph explains yeshal psichas hakever leidam, Rashi writes dam leida. And everyone asks, why is Rashi talking about dam leida? And I don't know, but Rav Shechter in his notes on Nida points out that maybe the Rashi is saying it has to be something coming from the inside. Right? That's the pshat. That's the impression that you get from Rashi. They ask on this opinion, though, that there's no psichas hakever mibachutz, that the Beis Yosef in our sugya is against it. Because frek the Beis Yosef a question in Simin Kuf Pechesef Gimel, that the din is shvoferes. Should the din is shvoferes itself be a din of psichas hakever? A woman sticks a tube in. Isn't there psichas hakever based on that? So Beis Yosef says, al karchacha, you have to say that we're talking about a tiny little tube. No? It's not big enough for a psichas hakever. But you get an impression that Beis Yosef holds, like the Nodiv Yehuda, there is psichas hakever mibachutz. But be it as it may, frek the Avni Nezer, why don't we hold that everything should be mekel, everything should be mutter, based on the svek sveka. Maybe you hold like the Rambam, that efshal psichas hakever. Maybe you hold like the Chochma Sa'adam, that there's no such thing as psichas hakever mibachutz. So, there are two ways of dealing with this question. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Tshuva, Chelek Gimel of Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that when we have a Svek Sveka, the Machlokas HaAchronim is not Nichlal into a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka has to be like a doubt. Just because it's a Machlokas doesn't mean it's a Suffolk. Wow. Chacham Avadi Yosef gets really, 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 really upset about this, no? He jumps up and he spits out like silver nickels. I don't know, like serious business. Chamavai says, What? This is my whole livelihood. Right? Now I make a suffix out of Machlokes HaPoskim. Is this the way Chamavai like paskins every shayla in Judaism? No? He says, you can't say that. It don't work like that. So what's the answer? How come we don't say Svek Sveko? So the answer is probably what the Avni Nezer says in that Tshuva Reish Chof Daled in Os Yud Beis. The Avni Nezer contends that it's not Svek Sveka HaMishapech in this case, no? Svek Sveka HaMishapech has to be that both sides are possible. Over here, Im Timtzu Leimar, right, that there's no Psichas HaKever Mibachutz. That means that there is a concept of Psichas HaKever, though. So you can't, therefore, be Mitztarif the Rambam that there's no concept of Psichas HaKever. It's not Svek Sveka HaMishapech. Now, Chacham Ovad Yosef and Chelot Beis Tahar Asabayis, page Samach and Samach Aleph, Chacham Ovadia wants to contend that maybe we don't paskin like the Shach and Klolei Svek Sveka, who assumes that you need a Svek Sveka HaMishapech, and maybe the Svek Sveka works. Did we speak about this one time? Yeah, I seem to remember that we did. We had a conversation one time about this issue. So, what was that issue there? I don't remember. So, I remember like having a conversation about this. What? Oh, the Kesef Mishnah about Ksamim. Right, okay, good. So that's all relevant for this conversation, whether Svek Svekas are applicable. But Lamaisa, the Achronim say that we are going to be Machmir on the Psichas HaKever Mibachutz, providing it reaches the necessary shear, whatever that is. Now, we spoke a long time ago about orthodox infertility, no? Sometimes you have a woman whose biyot, whose ovulation is before day 12. What are you going to do? So if it's on day 11, we said, okay, we make on the extra Trumas Hadeshin day. What about if it's earlier? So we had a Galya Masechta who wanted to say that it's Chumra de Reb Zeira, it's only a minhag, and as such it could be makel when it interferes with the Iker Hadin. But like no one really held like this Galya Masechta, we pointed out, very difficult. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in this tshuva says, I have a hatsa'a, I have a suggestion for how to be makel on Orthodox and for Tori. You would tell the woman, wear a shvoferes. Right? In other words, we paskin that dan b'shvoferes is going to be mamish b'tahar. That means that when the woman, right, is about to get her period, she should put a little tube in, let the dam come out into the tube, like put a piece of plastic in the vagina, wear it for a while, and then when the dam will come out, right, it's going to all be okay, and everything is jim dandy. Reb Shlomo Zalman thinks that maybe it should be machmir for nida d'oraisa, so after 7 days she should clean out the shvoferes, and then immerse in the mikvah, and she'll be tahira, and all you need is 7 days, din d'oraisa, and everything is amazing, and we solved Orthodox infertility. The Reb Shlomo Zalman suggested this in the back of a sefer Imre Avraham. L'maisa, they say in his later years, Reb Shlomo Zalman retracted. But the lumdus here is gevaldik. The way he goes through the sugya shvoferes, which for 99% of human beings is one of the world's more boring topics, Reb Shlomo Zalman tries to come out with like a kula. It's just tremendous. You have to read this tshuva in the Mincha Shlomo and Siman Ayin Beis. Yeah. Yeah, so that could work also. That could, if he
does that actually exist?
Did he say it l'maisa? I'm not sure.
And I'm just wondering, does such medication actually exist?
No idea. I think there is something. You say ain. If there isn't something, like so, set some Haredi doctor up and let the Haredi doctor work on something. No. That would solve lots of issues. As well, but this one is pretty good, the Dan Bishvoferes. Now, what's worth noting is when you go through the Sugya of Shvoferes, there are a few interesting positions that are worth talking about. The Me'iri understands that that the Din of Dan Bishvoferes is that Dan Bishvoferes is Tahar, Dan Sheyotza Min HaShvoferes is Tamei. That's what the Mi'iri Tain is. Interesting. Zak the Mi'iri, if the shofar is in the body and the dam is in there, it's okay. But the second the dam leaves the body, it's going to be a problem. Now, the Mi'iri makes a little bit of sense because in the Sugya, we're learning from Bivsara. Bivsara teaches me that smitama bifnim kibachutz. Bifnim kibachutz means that when the dam leaves the uterus and enters, let's say, the vagina, right? So the dam at that point is tamei, even though it's still inside the body. So shvoferes is a chiddush within that din, right? That even though, right, it's based on the same bivsara, even though it's mitam bifnim kibachot, but, right, that's only if it's mamish touching the body. If the dam is in the shvoferes, it's going to be okay. However, when the dam mamish leaves the body, when it's yotzeluchutz entirely, so then just like by a balkari, who's not mitami bifnim bachutz, right, Balkari is only Matami when it leaves the body entirely. Just like a Balkari is not Matami Bifnim Kabachutz. It's only Matami Bachutz. Here also, once Adam ends up Bachutz, it's like the Me'iri, you are Tame. Reb Shlomo Zalman points out that in the footnotes on the Me'iri, they say that Lo Matzon Lo Chaver, no one learns the Sugya the same as the Me'iri. The Me'iri is basically saying that Dam Bishofaris is going to be Tame. In 98, or not, Dam Bishvoferes is Tar, but Dam Sheyotzim Ashvoferes is going to be Tomei, but none of the other Rishonim speak that out, so that sheet is going to be rejected. Yeah?
You were saying that when it's in the tube is Tahar, and then after it comes out, it's Tomei?
So yes.
Is that a problem with how at first you're passing the Dam is Tahar, then it changed to Tomei later on? We had that issue?
We had that issue with the Chavastas and. Interesting, but I think the answer would be no. I think the answer would be that Dam Nida Bishvoferes has the same dinim as like Balkari Dam, as Balkari liquids. Balkari liquids become tummy when they leave the body. So this is a special din that the Dam becomes tummy when it leaves the body. Right? The Dam Kosmos in the Mukkar is okay. When it leaves, it becomes a problem. Right? So now we have just a different shear of what's considered leaving. I think that's the pshat, but it's an interesting ka'ara. Yeah, Josh? So according to Meiri, we don't really solve the problem with the Shvoferes.
So what's the discussion in Gemara?
What?
What's the discussion in Gemara?
The discussion in the Gemara is that one point of when the dam is matched with Shvoferes, yeah. It's not so relevant, correct?
So isn't that like an
argument against it? What? I mean, so at one point, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wants to say that maybe even the Meiri doesn't mean it. Maybe the Meiri is talking about how deeply inside the body the Shofaris has to protrude. And he tries to reinterpret the whole Meiri, but the simple reading of the Gemara, Reb Shlomo Zalman asks this on the Meiri, is that Enochanami, it's no gay for like that 1 second. It's very not so shayach. Now, what's the reason why dam b'shvoferes is tahar? We paskin, it's tahar. Why? So Rashi learns the Gemara that everyone agrees by yishvoferes it is tahar. The only machlokes is about a chaticha. Right? And we're talking about a chaticha which is polypluyi. We're talking about a chaticha that has holes. Meaning, the man da'amah that it's tahar by the chaticha will tell me it's not derech re'iyah. Blood usually comes out just as plain blood. But if I have blood that's stuck inside a blob, that's not derech re'iyah. Even if there are holes in the blob, even if there are cracks in it, polypluyi, right? One man da'amah says it's tahar. The other man da'amah says no. In that case, a polypluyi, it's going to be tameh. Why? Because he understood that the lumdus of chaticha and the lumdus of shvoiferes is simply that there is a chatzitza, that the dam is not touching the body. Now, this type of chatzitza could be based on derech re'iyah. The normal way of seeing blood is that the blood comes up and touches the vagina. In this case, it's not touching the vagina. It's touching the plastic thingamajinga, right? Shvoferes. So in that case, you know what the din is going to be? Chatzitza. It's going to be okay. Meaning to say, Shvoferes is midin chatzitza. Everyone holds to that. In a situation when there's no chatzitza, I have a second question about whether we nem on that because it's not derech re'iyah, it's going to be tahar. That's a machlokes hatanoim. That's the way the Gemara is understood according to Rashi. Taisvis on Chaf Beis Amar Aleph, the top Taisvis, asks on Rashi. Taisvis says, whoa, Rashi, the Gemara earlier says that Shvoferes is tar because of not derech re'iyah b'kach. By chaticha, we're saying it's tar because it's not derech re'iyah. But they mean two totally different things, according to Rashi. By Shvoferes, not derech re'iyah means it's a chatzitza. By chaticha, not derech re'iyah means, even though there's no chatzitza, it's not the normal way for blood to come out. So therefore, this forces Tosis to learn the Gemara completely differently. And Tosis says that the pshat in chaticha is that we're talking about chaticha that is not polypluyi. We're talking about chaticha that is completely sealed, but still there's a manda amen that's going to be tamei because it's min demino, which is not a chatzitza. Think about it. You have dam covered by blob. It's completely covered. Okay? So Rashi learns that it's polypluye. Right? Meaning to say, according to Rashi, the only issue at hand is chatzitza. Tosis is saying that the issue is also chatzitza. Well, there's chatzitza and there's also lav derech. But lav derech is one tana, and we don't hold like that tana. So we pass in the only issue is chatzitza. Tosis says the only issue l'maisa is chatzitza. The Tana says that your tamei is going to be because
no.
It's not a chatzitza. Why? Min b'mino is eino chotzitz. Hey, pashut. The Rush quotes from the Rash Mishans. This is the Russian Simon Bays. Quotes on the Rash Mishans. And you don't even have to open the Rash. All you have to do is open your Beis Yosef and you see it. That he learns the Gemara like Rashi. They were talking about Pali Pluye, let's say. that there are holes in this chaticha. But he says, you know what? The pshat of lav derech is also the pshat in shvoferes. Rashi says shvoferes is out chatzitza. The Rush is saying, b'shem the Rash, that shvoferes is because of lav derech re'iya, which the Alter Rebbe understands in Sifkat and Ches to mean. The Alter Rebbe says, you know what that means? That means that the pshat in shvoferes is that shvoferes is gorim the re'iya. We are not talking about a woman who has a normal period and that period happens upon a tube. We're talking about a woman that the tube causes her to see them. Right? The shvoferes causes the re'iya. Now, the nafgamina between the Rush and Rashi and Tosfos would be, how far does that shvoferes have to go? No? According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's only midin chatzitza. So how far does the shvoferes have to go? If the shvoferes protrudes into the bayis chitzon, that's enough. No? If the shvoferes in the vagina, the whole vagina is covered with shvoferes, that's going to be okay. But according to the Rush and the Rash, Zuck the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, the shvoferes has to go deep into the makar. Go all the way into the uterus. Because the shvoferes is causing the re'iyah. That's the simple reading. Reb Shloim Zalman Arbach, in this tshuva, says, you know what, if I hold like Rashi and Tosfos, I have a simple eitzah. Because all I need is to create a chatzitza between the dam and the bayis hachitzon. And that chatzitza means that she's not tmeya. That's all I got to do. So you insert a little piece of plastic. Apparently you can make something like this. Right? Make a little piece of plastic inside the vagina, wear it for a week, gevaldik, going to be tahira, solve all the problems. Yeah, but that's not true if I hold like the Rush. They got to stick it all the way into the makar. That would be very difficult. That's not really a eitzah because I mean, that's going to not really be plausible. So, how do I paskin? Do I paskin like Rashi and Tosfos? Do I paskin like the Rush? We for sure don't paskin like the Meiri. Zuck Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach. The simple meaning of Shulchan Aruch is ready. Hechnisa shvoferes vehotzi abadam. Tahira. What's v'hotzi abodam mean? The shvoferes takes out the dam. That means that we have to hold v'cha'ora like the Rush and the Rash and all better off. Moreover, there is a case in Shulchan Aruch. Very complicated case that Achreinim say only Gedolei Hador should paskin shilos of this sort. Let's say the uterus falls down into the vaginal area and all chatichos come out, so that's going to be tahar, right? That's going to be tahar, right? The case of Nafal, right? Nekar Makar Shalah, right? That case. If you look in the Rush in Simon Bays, and in the Beis Yosef, they say that Nekar Makar Shalah is going to be a Nekar Makar Shalah is going to be Tahar only according to the Rash. Why is it Tahar according to the Rash? It's not Tahar according to Rashi and Tosfos. That's the impression that you get from the Beis Yosef from the Rush. So I see again, I hold like the Rash. So effectively, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, if you hold like the Rash, all bets are off. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach works this entire tshuva to show that you could reinterpret the Rush and the Rash and reread everything. And that's his whole tshuva. The Pashtas and Shulchan Aruch that you can't be Mekel here. Unless the Shvoferes goes all the way inside. Now, what's the cheshbin? How come Neka Mekarshala is Tahora only according to the Rash? Why is it not Tahora according to Rashi and Tosfos? So, the Chavis Das in Os Gimel, Chavis Das says, I know the Pshat. According to Rashi and Tosfos, the issue is chatzitza. So over here, neka makarshala, is the dam touching the bayis achiton? Yes. Some dam is touching the bayis achiton. That's enough reason to be tummy. But according to the Rush, right? Chaticha is going to be tahar, right? Chaticha is going to be tahar because not derech ri'iyah. That's because the chaticha is not derech ri'iyah. But over here, it's mamish dam coming out. But according to the Rash and the Rush, this case is really not derech ri'iyah. Therefore, this case is going to be tahar. Okay. Look in the Chavis Das Os Gimel, he explains it. Now, Lamaisa, what we have is this Eitza of Shvoferes. Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say that we'll reinterpret the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, the Shach was sensitive to the problem over here, no? Zach the Shach, an Isha Shenekar Mekar Shala, that the Shach says, Tzarech Iyan Lamaisa, if you could be Mako, because Rashi and Tosis disagree with this then. You saw that Shach? What the Shach means to say is that if you hold the only issue is out chatzitza, so then you have to be machmir in the case of nekar makar shala and sarachi and lahakil adkan devri hashach. Halacha l'maisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman really entertained this idea, but they say in later life he backed out because no one held like him. The Shevet Halevi. And by the way, Reb Shlomo Zalman in his kula basically wanted to say that we're going to pass it like Rashi and Tosfos. The whole kula is you'll stick the shofaris in the bayis achiton, they'll solve everything. Shulchan Aruch sounds like it holds like the Rash, you have to reinterpret, and we'll hold like Rashi and Tosfos, it'll be great. However, l'maisa, we're not going to hold like this eitz of Reb Shlomo Zalman for a few reasons. First of all, you have to be concerned with the simple meaning of Shulchan Aruch, that the only time Shvoferes creates a kula is when the Shvoferes is Gorim the Re'iyah. Moreover, what the Shevet Halevi argues is that in order to have this Eitzah work, you have to make sure that the entire Bayis Hachitzahin is covered by a Shvoferes. We're not exactly sure where that area is. And if you have even the tiniest amount of dam that touches the bayis hachitzon, so she's going to be tamei. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, in his discussion of Shvoferes, Shulchan Aruch Harav says, you know what? It's only tahar if all the dam ends up inside the Shvoferes. If a tiny drop of dam ends up outside the Shvoferes, it's going to be tamei. If the tiniest amount of dam touches the bayis hachitzon, once we're working in the chatzitza land, it's going to be tamei. So ultimately, the kula of Reb Shlomo Zalman, I think, was lo niskabel, but it's a classic. It's like a classic. He worked so hard. Today, I think we solve the problem with the orthodox infertility by regulating cycles, no? You take medicine. You can regulate the cycle. You can delay your ovulation, make ovulation earlier. You can do lots of things. Before we had these types of medications, so the poskim were working very, very hard to solve this issue. Okay. Yashikayach. Thank you for listening. Now, tomorrow we have Rabbi Neuberger. Emirta Hashem, guys should already be chazering because there's a bechina a week from tomorrow. It's going to be brutal. Yeah. Really, really tough. And listen, you have to know it. You have to know the material. Bezos Hashem, you'll chazer, you'll know it, you'll do well, but make sure you chazer. Okay. Thank you for listening.